Millions around the country and world made their voices heard this past weekend during the second annual Women's March. Homemade signs for women's rights, equality for all, and support for immigrants were raised in Bakersfield, perhaps an unlikely scene in the heart of conservative Kern County. FM 89's Christina Lopez attended the Women's March in Kern County this past Saturday, exactly 1 year since President Trump was sworn into office, and shares this report.
Here, now, I say, my pussy is not yours to grab. Your alternative facts are not my reality.
With over 1,000 from across the county in attendance, a diverse army of women, men, and children, young and old, gathered at Mill Creek Park in downtown Bakersfield for the inaugural Women's March in Kern County.
Keep moving on. You gotta put one foot in front of the other and lead with love. Put one foot in front of the other.
With arms linked, chants of Si Se Puede, Yes We Can, could be heard from members with the United Farm Workers Foundation, marching in solidarity for immigrants' rights and dreamers. One of those voices belonging to Lede Ranel with the UFW.
And we think it's really important to be here today because as women in the fields suffer harassment and they continue to do so, we want to amplify the voices of the workers in the fields that feed us. And we hope that they leave the march ready to put on a fight with the rest of these women and other activists alike.
Say it loud! Say it clear!
In the span of less than 10 weeks, local organizers, including Kimberly Kirschmer with the Women's March movement, raised thousands of dollars and collaborated with local law enforcement to make the march a reality.
This is the voices of the women. Women come from love, and we're here uniting the community. We want these people to realize that our vote counts as women.
Outside of women's rights, other individuals marched to show their disapproval for Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, whose hometown is Bakersfield.
Our representative, Kevin McCarthy, has his head so far up President Trump's butt, it's a miracle that he hasn't suffocated. And he does nothing for the people here in Kern County. He doesn't do anything for us. We got to get him out of there, and we got to get him replaced with somebody else that's going to think about our community.
Myers, a resident of Kern County, says the march won't disrupt Trump's base.
Nothing will disrupt Trump's base. Doesn't matter what he does, there's nothing you can do.
So then why march?
Because if you just sit back on your butt and do nothing, nothing will ever change. This sign is not meant to reach President Trump or Kevin McCarthy. It's meant for the people to read it and get the message. That's what it's for. It's for the people here and the people that are bystanders watching us march by. It's totally for them, so they have the message, so they'll get up on election day and go vote.
I'm proud of my town because I didn't expect this turnout. I've lived here my whole life, and I always felt like being a Democrat and a liberal was kind of like a taboo thing here. Like, you have to be quiet about it. But now that things have gotten really serious and people are showing up, I've realized how not alone I am in my town.
Others who aren't alone were the marchers in support of the Me Too movement, women and men who stood for those who had been sexually harassed and assaulted.
I'm here because I stand with my fiance who experienced a sexual assault, and I stand for her and for all women that this has happened to, because it's not okay. I'm encouraged by other men who stand up for the women that they love, and also for the goodness of this whole world, because we stand up for things that are wrong. We have to speak out. It starts now.
Despite its location this year, the Women's March movement is no stranger to Kern County residents. Marchers like 73-year-old Nan Gomez-Heitzberg, who were among a group of passengers aboard chartered buses to the National Inaugural March in Los Angeles last year.
Got to stay at home this year because, as you can see, we have so many people, especially young people, who are committed and interested in our future.
Does it get you so emotional?
Well, at 73, I've seen this before. And I think the important thing for all of us to remember is that we can't forget. And if we do forget, we are destined to relive the past. We don't want to go back to the 50s.
Gomez-Hartsburg and thousands of other marchers carried a sense of hope as they wrapped around the outskirts of the downtown area.
I've seen kids who are 10 and babies, young mothers, grandparents, all of them together. That's what's going to make the change for the future. You can't ignore what's happening today. I think that this is encouraging, makes my heart happy.
As the march ended, the momentum of the day continued.
Hello, good afternoon. My name is Jocelyn Cuevas, and I'm going to tell you guys a story.
A story and a dream from one dreamer to a crowd of thousands.
I was brought in this country when I was 3 months old. This is my home. This is our home.
For Valley Public Radio, I'm Christina Lopez.